Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. As you all know, this week we are in Michigan. As a matter of fact, tonight at 7 p.m., we're going to be at the Griswold Auditorium at 401 Hubbard Street, Elgin, Michigan. The Griswold Auditorium, 401 Hubbard Street, Elgin, Michigan, starts at 7 p.m., if you're in the state of Michigan, please take the time to come over and meet with us. Listen, we get to meet people all over the country, but everywhere we go, it really means a lot for us to actually meet those that are listening to us on a 24/7 basis. And I'm talking about our radio shows or those that read our articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So we just want to take the time to let you know where we're going to be at, because people ask us all the time, where are you going to be, Bradley? And we're telling you right now as to where we're going to be. Furthermore, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over that page, go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live. And when you go over there, subscribe. That's our new live feed on Sons of Liberty Radio Live with Rumble. Again, as you well know, friends, we've been pulled down unlawfully by that of YouTube, and we're being heavily censored by Facebook even now. And we're repeating this on the air for the record concerning what it is that our lawyers are going to need as we continuously go forward concerning a lawsuit against the both of them. Now, with that said, friends, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, people ask all the time, is there a page to equip the saints? Ephesians 4:11. Is there a page to give information? And the fact of the matter is, folks, not only is that unscriptural, but I do want to say this. We're not called to just create converts, but we're called to raise up disciples, and discipleship is what we're looking for. Now, with that said, we have a page available to raise up disciples, and that is going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and what you're going to find is an Equipping the Saints page, and when you go to that page, there's part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, which, by the way, was called My War, and it was aired on national television for 42 weeks. Yes, that's true, 42 weeks. That's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to the right side of the page, you'll find my show, my afternoon show, and you'll also find Tim Brown's morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, take the time to jump over to beforeitsnews.com. We're right up on the top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, and those are our resources. Also wanted to let you know that we are available on Comrex. If at any time you want to give us a call, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want you to hear, friends, is the people that I'm going to be talking about today, everything that I highlight today, it lays the responsibility at the responsible party concerning the American people. Because the American people, as I've highlighted so many times on this show, are the responsible party when it comes to being the strength of the Constitution, the law under God and keeping his commandments to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate that we might know what real peace is, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Now, I want to make clear that people understand that these people that I'm going to highlight today are not the type of people that you can help. They are the type that must be lawfully removed, okay? And let me also reiterate the point, friends, that judgment is the answer to what America's looking for. It brings about the resolve. Now, I know, and I've highlighted this several times as well, friends, but for the sake of the new listeners, do keep in mind that you have been desensitized. You have been conditioned to highlight the crimes, to accept the crimes, to accept the fact that there's nothing that you can do when it comes to the corruptions taking place in your government. And again, friends, I am here to remind you that there's nothing further from the truth, and the enemies within your government, and I'm talking about corruption in our government, I'm not talking about the God-ordained institution of government where we have God-fearing men. No, praise God, and we praise God for God-fearing men in government. But the fact of the matter is we have been conditioned to highlight their crimes rather than highlighting the crime, the law against their crimes to, again, establish judgment. Now, I'm going to give you a prime example of what I'm talking about right now, because I just did an article this morning, and it was basically piggybacking off of that what Breitbart recently reported. And what it is that they reported is, and I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this, again, is another clown in the circus of politics, but this is brand new information. Senator Marsha Blackburn renews calls to fire Fauci. Okay? She said it's time for Fauci to go. It's time for him to go, huh? Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, one of the key good guys, you know, sold you as the Republican lawmakers, who has continually raised concerns over Dr. Anthony Fauci due to his handling of the Chinese coronavirus, called on, listen to this, she called on Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, and his criminal administration to fire him, concluding that it's time for Fauci to go. Are you kidding me? The report goes on. Blackburn renewed her call to fire Fauci on Tuesday, stressing the importance of the American people being able to trust the country's top public health official, as she called them. Okay, so wait a second. We see that Fauci is responsible for playing out as a criminal that he is, Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, as Bill Gates' henchman, who wants to depopulate the world, working hand in glove with the CDC, setting the narrative, mind you, setting the narrative along with the CDC, the corrupt CDC, and the corrupt WHO, and this corrupt administration that currently resides in the People's White House. He's responsible for how many deaths, along with the CDC and the WHO, and every representative that went along to push this propaganda, criminal, conspiratorial narrative on the American people and on a global basis. And knowing how many people have died from these experimental injections, the senator calls for a renewal in the sense of bringing about the removal of Anthony Fauci. Folks, are you kidding me? See, this is what you've been conditioned to accept over and over and over again. Do you understand that these people are not there to prosecute? They are there, friends, to protect. They're not going to prosecute each other. I want to say this before I tee it up, before we pick it up on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Mission. We're going to be doing an event here tonight in Allegan, Michigan. It starts at 7 p.m., and I'm looking forward to meeting some of you folks out in Michigan here. But with that said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Let's stick to the topic. We're talking about firing Fauci, and I'm making the point that firing Fauci or any other criminal politician is not enough. And considering the source concerning Anthony Fauci, he's a repeat criminal. And Americans must demand justice. Now, again, if you want to call in, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what I was going to say to you right before the heartbreak is these are not the sort of men that built this country. These sort of men that you've been conditioned to believe that are said representatives, that you've been conditioned to believe that have been voted in by the American people, which is the furthest thing from the truth, considering all the major voter fraud going on in the United States of America. Let me just stop right there, and I'm going to come right back to this point. I was just speaking to someone here in Michigan who's very involved with what's going on in the state of Michigan yesterday. And it was brought up about how the people keep voting people in, and over and over and over again, they keep voting them in. And what's interesting is that Congress on a federal level has a less than 11% approval rating, and yet 94% of them are continuously voted back in again. Now, do you really think for one moment, friends, that it's the people that are voting them back into office? Absolutely not. Remember what the Red Terror said, Joseph Stalin, the devil incarnate, John 8:44, John 10:10 was his fruit, Matthew 7:16. But consider what he said. He said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the county. How many cycles, Americans, do you see voter fraud being exposed? Every single cycle. You know, it was brought up yesterday, as a matter of fact, during this conversation about how in Minnesota, we're called liberal Minnesota. Really, Americans? If you look at the map and you get up, you get all caught up into the unconstitutional right-left party. Let's just go there for a moment. Yeah, let's say there was a Republican Party and a Democratic Party constitutionally, which there is not. Even if that was the case, which, by the way, that was set up to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. But when you look at the state of Minnesota after a voting cycle concerning bringing in new representatives, it's interesting to note that 99% of our state is red. How is it that less than 1.5% of the counties in the state of Minnesota that are blue, namely northern Minnesota, Duluth area, and Minneapolis and St. Paul, how is it that you call the state of Minnesota liberal when 99% of the state of Minnesota is red? Because you're parroting and you're taking on the thought of the spin doctors that would have you believe that what you're being told is the truth. So it's interesting, the small portion, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that of Duluth, Minnesota, those three sections in the state that are blue, somehow or another garnered the majority of the vote in the state, and they win cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle. I mean, look at Tim Walz. Everybody knows that he's a Marxist. He's a criminal. Did the people put him in office? Absolutely not. The media and the useful idiots have conditioned the people in the state of Minnesota that the people in the state actually voted them in. It doesn't jive because when you talk to 98, 99% of the state of Minnesota, they can't stand Tim Walz. Which this helps explain the likes of a Keith Ellison, who was denounced by the police commissioner in the state of Minnesota. In other words, the police association wanted nothing to do with Keith Ellison, who approves of killing cops. Who would vote him in? But the mainstream media reported that, well, the majority of the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, they voted in Keith Ellison. Nothing could be further from the truth. Let me ask you a question. Let me put you to the test. Did Joe Biden get voted in by 80 million people? Absolutely not. I mean, a man that's voted in by 80 million people, does he somehow or another need the military to defend himself from the 80 million people that voted him in? See, people, if you would just think things through, you would see that you're being deceived on every single level from the mainstream media. They want you to believe the lie. They want you to believe that the minority in this country rules the majority, and they do. And the only way that they get away with that is through the ignorance of the majority of the people in this country that believe the lies that they're being inundated with. Folks, Minnesota is not liberal Minnesota. You know, it's funny. We're told about California, how liberal California is. Yeah, there's pockets of lawless individuals, no question about it. There's pockets. But how is it that if everybody voted in Newsom, right, as they'd have you believe that the majority of the people in the state of California voted in Gavin Newsom, why is it that he's being recalled? And why is it that they received over 250,000 plus votes to have him removed? Now, going back to my conversation that I had here with an involved individual concerning what's going on in the state of Michigan, I said the same thing. Don't sit there and tell me that Whitmer was voted in by the people. It's just not true. You look at a mayor or a governor in certain states like Indiana, or you go to the governor in the state of Ohio. Folks, don't tell me the people voted them in. No, you're drinking the Kool-Aid that the majority of the people voted them in. And let me ask you the question, friends. Who's telling you that the majority of the people voted them in? The same mainstream media that you declare that you do not believe. We got to start thinking things through here, friends. We got to start taking a hold of our government. Now, back to my original point. Folks, that what you see in front of you, concerning a Joe Biden or a Kamala Harris? Is that what you see before you, friends, concerning what's sitting on the Supreme Court justices, friends, which are injustices? By the way, they're unelected said representatives. And yes, they can be removed. if they sit during bad behavior. Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4, and, oh, yes, they can be prosecuted. So can the President of the United States of America. But you talk to the average Joe in America, and they'll say, well, that will never happen. Now, I'm not going there right now, but I am making the point. Hey, friends, I want you to understand that what you see in front of you in said representative positions in government all across America, every single one of them is going along with this pandemic, and this plandemic, might I add. And the fact of the matter is, friends, these, for the record, are not the type of people that built this country. These are the type of people that are operating in a foreign manner to the likes of who built this country. And the fact of the matter is, friends, I've got to ask the question, how is it that 330 million people allow this to go on? These are not the type of people, friends, that you can help. These are the type that you must lawfully remove, because you already know they're going to keep playing the same games as Senator Marsha Blackburn. We're talking about now going back to the first segment and bringing this out line upon line, precept upon precept. Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, one of the good girls in government, she's calling for the renewal of the removal of Anthony Fauci, who's responsible for what? Crimes against humanity. Is anybody paying attention to the lawsuits that are coming down upon Anthony Fauci and the WHO and the CDC? It's interesting that they're equating them lawsuits to crimes against humanity. But your said representative, Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee, I'll tell you what, she's standing up and not doing her job by saying he needs to be fired. He needs to be fired. Hey, friends, when you break the law, does your government look at you and tell you to knock it off and don't do it again? Or are you charged? I mean, if you were to commit the crime against a human being, one human being that Anthony Fauci's been allowed to do by your said representatives in this government, how would it been handled? You'd have been thrown in jail. You'd have been accused of everything that you're probably guilty of if you're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks like that of Anthony Fauci. But again, here we have it. The American people, they have it backwards, Isaiah 59, and they continuously allow these criminals to run the gamut the way that they run it. And the American people need to understand that we are the responsible party, and we must take a hold of our government because we are the government in this country. Marsha Blackburn is a part of the problem. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. And how long are you going to allow these people to run the course in destroying our country? Because, friends, I, for one, have had it. And the fact of the matter is we got to get back to the lessons that our forefathers established. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker and California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is holding her weekly press conference on Thursday. She says Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan and Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks' vote against certifying the 2020 presidential election didn't impact her rejection of their nominations to the Capitol Hill Riot Select Committee on Wednesday.
right from the start when the members acted in that way and said they were not going to vote for certification that Joe Biden was president, I said to the members, do not let that stand in the way of you finding bipartisan agreement on legislation here.
The celebration of the Milwaukee Bucks championship victory is far from over. Fans gathering for a parade to honor the team's win in Milwaukee today. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration is taking steps today in its fight to rein in gun violence. Attorney General Merrick Garland in Chicago unveiling a set of new so-called gun strike forces.
We're taking the opportunity to launch the five strike forces, which will battle illegal gun trafficking networks. This set of strike forces is just one part of our comprehensive anti-violent crime initiative, which we began in May.
The director of the CDC says the nation is at another key moment during the pandemic. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we have a common enemy while detailing the rapid spread of the Delta variant. She's urging Americans to ask the questions they have about the vaccines. Walensky insisting folks should talk to their healthcare providers in addition to their friends and neighbors who have rolled up their sleeves. On Wednesday, according to Johns Hopkins University, 333 people died from COVID-19 in the United States. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are going to be tonight at the Griswold Auditorium, 401 Hubbard Street in Allegan, Michigan. Again, tonight at 7 p.m., the Griswold Auditorium, 401 Hubbard Street, Allegan, Michigan. And if you're just joining us now, friends, if you'd like to go on social media platforms, please go over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to the morning show with Tim Brown, or the afternoon show with Bradley Dean, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you will find us on the top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do. I would love to hear from you. Sticking to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to share something with you really quick, because I do want to counter the lies that we hear from the mainstream media. Even if when it comes to the show, I want to just nail it right away, shoot from the hip, again, because we're doing a live broadcast into 153 cities as well as 53 countries. Now, you just heard from the CDC, friends. Again, they're driving fear to corral you in to take their resolve. There is no plandemic. There is none. Dr. David Smith, I just shared with us again, friends, all the crimes of Anthony Fauci, which we're talking about even now. And when he was asked about the virus and the pandemic, he said there is no pandemic. The pandemic is coming from the likes of those that are driving the fear. Okay. Now, if you're online right now, friends, Health Impact News, you just heard the CDC, the head of the CDC, trying to now talk to you in a different way and trying to manipulate and deceive you and smooth her way into getting you to take a shot. She said, go ahead and talk to those people concerning the vaccinations, as they call them, concerning those that have rolled up their sleeves. Well, all that information is being censored illegally by big tech companies in the mainstream media. Illegally, I said, this is a criminal conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9, put that up against Isaiah 28:18. Now, when you go to Health Impact News, friends, you see that 5,522 people are dead within 28 days following their version of a COVID-19 vaccine. AstraZeneca shot, 3,643 dead. This is in Scotland, by the way. Pfizer shot, 1,877 dead. Moderna shot, 2 are dead. Okay? Did they tell you about that? Did they give you this information, friends? Do you understand how this is a frustrating job, continuously combating the lies that are being told to you 24-7? And by the way, that is love. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments and loving our neighbors as ourselves. They're not loving on you, friends. They're hating on you. And they're trying to make gain out of you. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14. Okay? That was a free one. I want to get back to my topic here. I was just talking about, friends, that a state rep stood up and said, you know what? She's renewing the call to have Fauci removed for his crimes against humanity. We just learned last week that was censored information to the Veyers report that 45,000 people are now reportedly dead after taking these experimental shots. Again, that's on top of the Veyers report. And we have a representative calling, friend, for the firing of Fauci. And I went through a lot of different scenarios concerning what I'm highlighting here, friends. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. You all the well know that these people are not going to prosecute each other. You already know that. And what are you complaining about? Here, I'll tell you exactly what you're complaining about. Psalm 12:8 comes to mind. This is what you're complaining about, okay? The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. See, now, if the wicked were replaced with the righteous walking on every side, the vilest of men wouldn't be exalted. They would be prosecuted and condemned for their crimes before God and man. Okay? And by the way, that is the desire that the Lord has for his people. The Lord looks to the church to stand up in keeping his commandments to establish the judgment that it fails to bring because they've been conditioned by a bunch of useful idiots in the pulpits called and known as hirelings, John 10:12, that are telling you to submit to it. Don't worry about it. God's in control. No, the Lord's looking to you. Matter of fact, if I go over to Leviticus 26 right now, it says in verse 14, but if you will not listen unto me, people that call yourself Christians, and or if not, and if you will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, the Lord said, I will appoint over you tares. I will appoint over you those that hate you, and they shall reign over you. Okay? And then he said in verse 18, and if you will not hearken unto me for this, then I'll punish you 7 times more for your sins. You are in the 7 times more stage, Americans. Because you still think that this is some sort of game. And if you didn't, then why is it that you watch the game every day that it's broadcast on national television? You've deceived yourself. Put that up against Jeremiah 11:13 when you get a moment as well. Here, I want to show you something in parallel to that. Americans, again, are trying to figure out what's going on with their country. One of the things I ran into yesterday, having a conversation with some friends in Michigan, I made the point that Americans claim that they're so sick and tired of the establishment, but yet they keep getting allured to prop up those that are propping up the establishment. The flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were not the names of their favorite politicians. They were the names of no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. If you want to deal with the establishment, then you're going to have to do it the same way that our forefathers established it. Put that up against Hebrews 13:7. What happens when you keep playing along? Let me just go to Chicago for a moment. Chicago, Illinois. Did you know that there were four of the last seven governors in the state of Chicago, I'm sorry, in the state of Illinois, namely the city of Chicago and their governors. Did you know that four of the seven, and might I add, there was actually six governors in the state of Illinois that actually went to prison. But four of the last seven governors went to prison. Did you know this? This is what I'm talking about. You keep voting in the same establishment clowns in the circus of politics. Rod Blagojevich, right? He was impeached. They did their job there. Then he was convicted of numerous corruption charges in 2011, including allegations that he tried to sell or trade President Barack Obama's old Senate seat, which he occupied for mysteriously 143 days. And I'm talking about Obama. But remember, Donald Trump came in and he granted clemency to this criminal Blagojevich. Going to another of Illinois state governors that went to prison, four of the last seven governors have went to jail because you keep playing the same game, friends. George Ryan, governor from 1999 through 2003 after leaving office, was convicted of racketeering. For those that don't know what racketeering is, it's a the act of acquiring a business through illegal activity, putting up a storefront in under feigned measures and acting under false pretenses, trying to convince the people that you're a legitimate business when in fact you're doing illegal business using that store as a front. That's racketeering. Okay. George Ryan was convicted of racketeering. As well as the Secretary of State. He went to prison for 6.5 years. His sentence in, he was sentenced to go to federal prison. Going to another governor in the state of Illinois, Dan Walker, governor from 1973 to 1977, pleaded guilty to bank fraud and other charges in 1987 related to his business activities after leaving office. Notice, too, friends, when you go over to political criminals, you'll notice that they're always charged after they leave office. They're no longer granted that protection by the powers that are tolerated. You understand? It's in fact exactly what's happening. This guy went to jail for bank fraud, Dan Walker, former governor of Illinois. Then we have Otto Kerner. He was the governor from 1961 to 1968. He resigned to become a judge. I'm not making this up. Then was convicted of bribery related to his tenure as governor, sentenced to 3 years in prison. I'm talking about, friends, so many different politicians. When you look at the Obamas and you look at the Trumps and you look at the likes of the Bushes, and the list goes on, the Fords. Folks, they were protected by the powers that are tolerated by the American people. I could go to Ford. I could go to Nixon. I could go to Reagan. Folks, I could go to George Bush Sr. big time. And the fact of the matter is every one of them is guilty of committing the act of treason against we the people in this country. They were the ones that didn't get caught. These are the ones that have been caught. Okay? So you can see that there's levels here. And the point that I'm making, if you're so sick and tired of the establishment, then quit picking the candidates that they offer up to you. Okay? I'm talking about a whole plethora of things, but when it comes to justice, friends, I'm talking about the same thing. You, Americans, are the law. I want to share a couple with you concerning the other two governors Illinois. And I want you to listen carefully. There was Len Small. He was the governor from 1921 to 1929. He was indicted in office for corruption. Then he was acquitted. Eight of the jurors received state jobs when he was acquitted. You hear that?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, friends, I just want to give you one more shout-out for tonight. We're going to be at the Griswold Auditorium in Allegan, Michigan, 401 Hubbard Street at 7 p.m. The Griswold Auditorium, 401 Hubbard Street, Allegan, Michigan. Be there. Again, we would love to see you. We're going to take Wes from Indianapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, hello, Bradley. I just wanted to let you know, Late last night, I went through, because of you and Tim both, and re-understood, if you will, or studied hard, Daniel 3. And I would like to suggest that your listeners pick that up as quickly as possible and read through there. I find so many things in there, and maybe it's just my interpretation, but what is going on with the vaccines and all, that's exactly what Nebuchadnezzar was doing, setting up fear. We're going to fear to you people. If you don't do what I tell you to do, you're going to go into the furnace immediately. But if you over to Daniel 25, what happens? What do they find? They find the guys, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they're in there. And there's a fourth person in there, or a fourth being in there, if you will. Walking freely, not bound anymore, not being harmed, not one hair on their head singed from the fire.
Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to thank you two guys for leading me to that, to read it again and really read it. Guys, it's only a page and a half, and it will inspire you. Because these guys, you know what they said? Pay no attention to what Nebuchadnezzar's saying. We're not going to do it. They just turned their backs on it. We're not taking your vaccine. We're not going to wear your mask. We're not going to, you know, boycott stuff. We're just we're not going to listen to you because you're wrong.
That's right.
And that's what I wanted to say, Bradley, and I appreciate you giving me the time to say that.
Of course. Thank you, Wes. I always love hearing from you, man. It's exactly right what Wes is saying, Daniel 3. And it's interesting how they said, we're not going to bow. We're not going to worship your golden image. And because of it, the fourth man, one like the Son of Man, appeared, Scripture tells us. And because they didn't bow, they didn't burn. Let's also take it a step further. Christ was glorified through that because Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the country acknowledged it. So, you know what? The way this country goes can pivot on one man. It may pivot on three. It may pivot on 3 million. We don't know. But the fact of the matter is the Lord's going to get his glory one way or another. But he doesn't receive glory through the disobedience of the people. And that's what people need to understand. You know what? And now that I'm saying that, I wanted to bring this up really quick because I think of that of John the Baptist. And this coincides perfectly with what Wes was talking about. I think about all the people, again, and I've said this, but I want to bring clarity to my point that I'm making when I say that there's 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians. I think about all of the children of Israel that called themselves sons and daughters of Abraham. And they kept saying that we be not born of fornication. We're the sons and daughters of Abraham. And Jesus would say to them, if you'd be of Abraham, you'd do the things that Abraham did, but you don't. You seek to kill me. So everybody professed to be God's children. And Jesus continuously drove the line to make sure everybody understood those that were his and those that weren't his. You can put that up against Ezekiel 44:23. But when I think of Matthew 3 and I think of that of John the Baptist, what's the first thing he said in verse 7? He said, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious hypocrites of the day, come to his baptism, what did he say to them? He called them generation of vipers. He called them a bunch of snakes. And then he asked the question, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Keep in mind, friends, these men that he was talking to, this generation of vipers, they never repented for their sin. They never received God on his terms, Acts 20, verse 21. They came unto God the way that they wanted to come to God, and that's in a self-righteous manner. And the fact of the matter is, he didn't come to call the righteous to repentance. He called sinners to repentance. And the ones that repent understand that they have broken God's moral law, Exodus 20. And yet these people didn't do that. And to prove the point, John the Baptist said in verse 8, Matthew 3, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. He said, bring forth fruits meet for repentance. There was no fruit. They didn't bear any fruit. See, and that's how you know who the real Christians are and who are the counterfeits. Those that are bearing fruit to the glory of God, Matthew 5:16. And if they're not bringing forth that fruit, then guess what? They don't belong to Jesus Christ. You know, I was just talking to someone recently, and they kept talking about the failures of the church and the failures of Christians in the church. And my wife stopped them and said, you keep talking about the failures of those that call themselves Christians. They are not Christians. They are not born of the Spirit of God. I'm not saying they're perfect, but I am saying that they're being perfected. And the only excuses that they look for, real Christians, are reasons not to violate God's word like King David. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Okay, these are the ones that are using the grace of God as an occasion for an excuse for their sin. That's not birth from the Spirit of God. They're not born again, John 3:3. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7:10-11, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Then he said in verse 11, for behold this selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort. You are sorry that you broke God's law. And then what carefulness it wrought in you, right? They don't want to offend God. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. I want my robes white. I want to be perfected by the grace of God. I want to be sanctified unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, that the sure mercies of David might be ordered aright and sure. And then he said, and what indignation. These people are angry with the sin that put Christ on the cross, that forges the chains of men in their sin. And then it tells us, yeah, what fear of God? Belial, fear of God. And yet what vehement desire? Man, friends, yeah, what zeal? Yeah, what revenge? I'm talking about the New Testament. People say to me all the time, Bradley, why are you so moved? Why are you so passionate? Why are you so aggressive? How are you not? If you're born of the Spirit, how are you not? That's like getting in some bet with a 350 on it in the natural and flooring it and saying, man, why does this thing go so fast? Because that's what it's been created to do. Americans, the Bible says the righteous are made bold as lions. But you know what? The fact of the matter is they're not born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. They're not led of the Spirit of God, because if they were, they would do the things of the Spirit of God, and they would bear the fruit of the things of the Spirit of God that bring glory to God through Jesus Christ, John 15:8. Now listen to this. Let me bring you back to the Old Testament, and I want you to hear this really quick. The Lord said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will cleanse you, the Lord said. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. And when he puts his spirit within us, what does it cause us to do? To walk in his statutes. And then he said, and you shall keep my judgments to do them. Is that what you're seeing in America? Is that what you're seeing in the American church? Nope, just the exact opposite. Yet they call themselves professors. Friends, you know Christians by their fruits as well. I want to get back to this real quick. I have 2 minutes left. I was just highlighting the fact that people are so sick and tired of the establishment, yet they keep picking what the establishment offers them. I just highlighted Len Small, who is one of the seven that was removed and thrown in jail. In this particular case, he was acquitted, and I'm talking about the governors in the state of Illinois. Listen, he was the governor from 1921 to 1929. He was indicted in office for corruption. He was acquitted. Those that acquitted this corrupt devil that's in hell now, 8 of the jurors received state jobs after he was acquitted. Are you sick of this yet? William Stratton was the governor from 1953 to 1961. He was acquitted of tax evasion in 1965. Are you tired of this, friends? As I was highlighting all throughout the show, friends, if you're going to wait for the people that call themselves representatives to prosecute corruption within the ranks in the halls of government, you're going to be waiting until you're dead and stinking, friends. That's why you have to take back your government, and you have to do what they're unwilling to do. And why? Because these are not the type of people that you can help. These are the type of people that must lawfully be removed. And when I'm talking about Anthony Fauci, folks, let him realize that that wall's not falling on America, but it's falling on him and his cronies from the top all the way to the bottom. And Americans, you can do this. One nation under God, rest assured, we can do this. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Got an event in Allegan, Michigan tonight. And again, with that said, the Griswold Auditorium starts at 7 p.m. We love you by what we do. And again, we'll talk to you in 23 hours.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.